microphone on?
Is it? Is it on? Is it on? No? Yeah? Can you hear me?
Microphone
有打开吗？要靠近点，哦，要靠近点。
Try it again。
听得到吗？好，听得到。
好 ，OK。I'm very thankful for this opportunity that we have to worship God together。
我非常感谢今天我们可以一起敬拜神。
It was unexpected, an unexpected opportunity.
是一个我们没有想到的一个机会。
I received a phone call from Pastor King earlier this week.
我在这个星期的开始接到金弟兄的电话。
And he said that he would potentially have to leave this week to help lead a funeral service.
他告诉我他要离开，这个星期要离开，要去参加一个追悼会。
And so he asked, would it be possible to have a joint service with you leading?
所以他问我可不可能我们有一个联合的聚会。
And so I said, sure, that's fine.
我答应说没问题。
And so it's always a blessing to be able to worship together like this.
我们一同能够在主里头敬拜是一个蒙福的。
Let's turn in our Bibles today to Acts chapter 21.
让我们一起打开圣经到使徒行传二十一章。
Starting at verse 27.
从二十节开始，二十七节开始。
Acts 21, we'll be looking at verses 27 to 36 today.
使徒行传二十一章二十七节到三十六节。
Thank you. Father, we thank you for today.
父神，我们感谢你。
We thank you for your word.
我们感谢你给我们的话语。
We thank you that it's your word that gives us power in our lives.
是借着你的话语让我们在生活中我们带有能力。
We thank you that your word gives us life as well.
我们感谢你因为你的话带给我们生命。
Heavenly Father, would you speak your words of truth and life into our hearts this day?
天父，我们请你把你的话赐给我们。
And we ask, O God, that today that our lives will be transformed by the words.That you give us.
我们也盼望你能借着你的话，让我们的生命能够得到改变。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Again, looking at Acts chapter 21, verses 27 to 36.
使徒行传二十一章二十七节到三十六节。
I'll read it first in English.
我们先念英文。
If you don't have it, you can look on the screen as well.
如果你没有圣经，可以看屏幕。
When the 7 days were nearly over, some Jews from the province of Asia saw Paul at the temple. They stirred up the whole crowd and seized him, shouting, Fellow Israelites, help us. This is the man who teaches everyone everywhere against our people and our law in this place. And besides, he has brought Greeks into the temple and defiled this holy place. They had previously seen Trophimus the Ephesian in the city with Paul and assumed that Paul had brought him into the temple.The whole city was aroused, and the people came running from all directions, seizing Paul. They dragged him from the temple, and immediately the gates were shut. While they were trying to kill him, news reached the commander of the Roman troops that the whole city of Jerusalem was in an uproar. He at once took some officers and soldiers and ran down to the crowd. When the rioters saw the commander and his soldiers, they stopped beating Paul. The commander came up and arrested him and ordered him to be bound with two chains.Then he asked who he was and what he had done. Some in the crowd shouted one thing and some another, and since the commander could not get at the truth because of the uproar, he ordered that Paul be taken into the barracks. When Paul reached the steps, the violence of the mob was so great he had to be carried by the soldiers. The crowd that followed kept shouting, Kill him, kill him.
使徒行传二十一章二十七节，那七日将完，从亚西亚来的犹太人看见保罗在殿里，就耸动众人下手拿他，喊叫说：“以色列人来帮助！”这就是在各处教训众人，糟蹋我们百姓和律法，并这地方的。他又带着希利尼人进殿，污秽了这圣殿。这话是因他们曾经看见以弗所人特罗菲摩同保罗在城里，以为保罗带他进了殿，合城都震动。 百姓一起跑来，拿住保罗，拉他出殿，殿门立刻就关了。他们正想要杀他，有人报信给营里的千夫长说，耶路撒冷和城都乱了。千夫长立时带着兵丁和几个百夫长跑下去到他们那里，他们见了千夫长和兵丁，就止住不打保罗。于是千夫长上前拿住他，吩咐用两条铁链捆锁，又问他是什么人，做的是什么事。众人有喊叫这个的，有喊叫那个的。千夫长因为这样乱嚷，得不着实情，就吩咐人将保罗带进营楼去。到了台阶上，众人挤得凶猛，兵丁只得将保罗抬起来，众人跟在后面喊着说，除掉他。
For the past several months, we have been studying the book of Acts in the English ministry.
过去的几个星期，我们在英文组我们查考使徒行传。
We had looked at how Jesus had given his command to his disciples to stay and wait in the city of Jerusalem.
我们查考到耶稣告诉他的门徒要留在耶路撒冷，等待圣灵的降临。
He told them to wait in Jerusalem until they had received the gift of the Holy Spirit.
他告诉他们要等在耶路撒冷，要等到要留在耶路撒冷等待圣灵的降临。
We can see this in the most important verse in the entire book of Acts, Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
在使徒行传第一章的第八节是这卷书最重要的一段经文。
I know not everyone is fluent in English, but I would like for us to read it together.
我知道不是每个人都会念英文，可是我希望我们能够一块的来念这一段经文。
Let's read Acts 1:8 together, please.
让我们一起来念第一《使徒行传》第一章的第八节。
一二三 ，You one two three, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you.And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Let's read it one more time together.
再一次。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. This is the most important verse in the entire book of Acts.
这句经文是整个使徒行传中最重要的一段经文。
Everything that happens after this verse is the fulfillment of this verse coming true.
在这以后，所有使徒行传中发生的事情都是这个经文的应许。
We begin to see this in Acts chapter 2.
我们从第二章就可以开始看见了。
We see the fulfillment of this promise when the Holy Spirit comes upon the disciples on the day of Pentecost.
我们看到在第二章五旬节的时候，圣灵如何的降临而充满在使徒们的身上。
The Holy Spirit anoints them with power from heaven to go and preach the gospel and make disciples of all people.
圣灵如何降临在使徒们的身上，让他们得着能力，能够到开始到各处传讲神国的话。
In the following chapters, we see God changing a man.
我们也看到了在接下来的几章，看到神如何的改变了一个人。
A man who hated God.
这个人曾经是恨神。
And the power of God would change this man to become one of the greatest disciples of Jesus Christ.
他恨基督，可是借着圣灵的能力，他改变了他，他成为一个最伟大的一个使徒。
And this man would become one of the greatest disciples, one of the greatest missionaries, pastors, and church planters.
他是一个最伟大的使徒，是一个传教、宣传神话的人，也是一个到处执堂的人。
Of course, we are talking about the Apostle Paul.
我们知道，我们所说的就是使徒保罗。
And this man who once hated Jesus Christ.
这个人曾经是如此的恨恶耶稣。
And this man who would persecute the church himself.
他迫害到处的教会。
Now as a transformed man.
可是他现在是一个转换的人。
He would now go and preach the gospel about Jesus Christ.
他现在要到各处去传讲福音，关于耶稣基督的事情。
And in doing so, he would receive a tremendous amount of persecution in his life.
因为如此，所以他在他的生命中开始受到了极大的迫害。
Last week in the English ministry, I looked at Acts chapter 20.
上个星期在英文组，我们 查考《使徒行传》的二十章。
And we looked at some of the last words of the Apostle Paul.
我们看了使徒保罗的最后的几句话。
He was in the city of Miletus.
他在米利都这个城里头。
And in these last words, he spoke these things.
这是他所说的几句话。
He said, "And now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city, the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me."
使徒行传的二十章的二十二节到二十三节，现在我往耶路撒冷去，心甚迫切，不知道在那里要遇见什么事。但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证，说有捆锁与患难等着我。
The Apostle Paul knew that the Holy Spirit was calling him to Jerusalem.
使徒保罗知道圣灵呼召他要往耶路撒冷去。
And he knew that once he went there, that persecution and difficulties would come upon him in his life.
他也知道一旦到了耶路撒冷，有极大的迫害与难处就会等着他。
What we see in our passage that we read today,
今天我们刚刚所念的经文
is Paul now in the city of Jerusalem, and these hardships have come.
就是保罗已经到了耶路撒冷，这个患难就是来临了。
We see here in Acts chapter 21, a mob rises up.
我们在二十一章看到众人兴起。
They grab Paul and drag him out from the temple.
他们下手拿他，把他拉出了那个圣殿。
They beat him up and they throw him in chains.
他们打他，鞭打他，而且把他捆锁他。
And they try to do everything that they can to kill Paul.
他们想尽办法想要杀他。
Experiencing and enduring all this was Paul's call to be a disciple of Jesus Christ.
这样的经历是保罗回应主呼召他成为他门徒的一个代价。
And in many ways, this call is the same for us as well.
同样的呼召对我们是一样的，要有一样的代价。
As we finish up the book of Acts today, I've entitled my sermon "The Cost of Discipleship."
所以今天我的信息是说做门徒的代价。
This title, "The Cost of Discipleship," is based off of a great book by a German author named Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
我是从一个德国人叫做潘霍华的这个。一个他的书名所得到的。
Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a pastor and a church leader in Germany during the Nazi regime.
潘霍华他在纳粹党统治的时候，他是德国人的一个牧者，也是一个教会的领导人。
Of course, during that time in the 1940s, it was a very difficult time for Christians.
在那个时候，1940年对基督徒来说也是一个患难的时候。
For his faith in Jesus Christ and for speaking out the words of truth, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, like the Apostle Paul, he would be imprisoned, he would be thrown to prison, and he would also be killed.
潘霍华在那个时候也就像保罗一样，他传讲神的话，他传讲神的真理，他也是在那个时候也是被下到监牢里头去，然后后来也是为主来丧命。
Bonhoeffer was killed on April 8th, 1945.
在1945年的4月8日，他也殉道。
One of the largest denominations in the world today is the Southern Baptist Convention.
现在在美南的地方有一个很大的一个教会是美南浸信会。
And they are probably the denomination that is the most involved in missions around the world.
那个组织美南浸信会的组织是一个蛮大的一个宣教的一个工他们的工作。
The current president of the Southern Baptist Convention of the International Mission Board, his name is David Platt.
大卫普拉特是现在美南浸信会的国际使命的主席。
And he has written many books, and one of his books is called "Follow Me."
他写过许多的书，有一本书就是《跟随我》。
I want to share with you some of the writing from this book, "Follow Me."
我要与大家分享在这本书中的几段话。
But it's going to take your imagination right now.
可是你要有一点想象力。
So I'm going to ask that you close your eyes, please.
我请你们把眼睛闭起来。
Do not fall asleep.
不要睡着了。
Close your eyes.
只是把眼睛闭起来。
David Platt writes this.
大卫。普拉特是这样说的。
He says, "Imagine a young woman named Ayan."
想象有一个年轻的女孩子叫阿燕。
Ayan is part of a people who pride themselves on being 100% Muslim.
阿燕属于是一个穆斯林的一个民族, 他们是非常自豪的。
To belong to Ayan's tribe is to be Muslim.
你要属于他们这样的穆斯林的这个组织, 你需要是一个信从穆斯林的。
Ayan's personal identity, family, relationships, and social status are all intertwined with Islam.
他爱燕他的家人，他的社会的地位，他一切的一切都是与回教有不可分割的关系。
Simply put, if Ayan ever leaves her faith, she will immediately lose her life.
简单的说，如果阿燕她离开了她的信仰，她马上就会丧失她的生命。
If Ayan's family ever finds out that she is no longer a Muslim, they will slit her throat without question or hesitation.
如果阿燕的家人发现她不再是一个回教徒, 她的家人会毫不犹豫地马上就割了她的喉咙。
Now imagine having a conversation with Ayan about Jesus.
现在想一想, 如果有这样子的一个跟阿燕的一个对话是关于耶稣的。
You start by telling her how God loves her so much and that he sent his only son to die on a cross for her sins as her savior.
你开始告诉她说神是怎么爱她，神是怎么把她的独生子死在十字架上是为了她的信，为了她的罪而愿意成为她的救赎主。
As you speak, you could sense her heart softening toward what you are saying.
当你在对她传讲耶稣的时候，你感觉到她心柔软下来了。
At the same time, though, you can feel her spirit trembling as she thinks about what it would cost her to follow Christ.
同时，你也会感到她的心在颤抖, 因为她在想到底跟随耶稣会付上什么样的代价。
With fear in her eyes and faith in her heart, she asks, "How do I become a Christian?"
她眼里带着惧怕，可是她心里带着相信。她问，到底要如何我能成为一个基督徒？
You have two options in your response to Ayan.
你有两种选择来回答阿燕。
You can tell her how easy it is to become a Christian.
你可以告诉她说很容易成为一个基督徒。
If she will simply agree to certain truths and repeat a particular prayer, she can be saved.
如果她相信某些的真理，而且她愿意重复某几句的祷告，她就可以成为，她就会被拯救，得拯救。
That is the first option.
那是第一个你的选择的答案。Your
second option is to tell Ayan the truth.
第二个选择是你要告诉阿燕那个真相是什么。You
can tell Ayan that in the gospel, God is calling her to die.
在福音里头，神呼召她是要她死。To
die to her life.
是为她的生活，生命要死。
To die to her family.
对她的家人来说，她是死了。
To die to her friends.
对她的朋友来说，她是死了。
To die to her future.
对她的未来来说，她也是死了。
And in dying to live.
因为在死里头，她才能够复活。To
live in Jesus Christ.
是靠着耶稣基督而复活。Let's
open our eyes, please.
让我们把眼睛打开。Good
morning.
早安。
Oftentimes when we read the Bible, we see certain people being persecuted and sometimes even killed for being a Christian.
在我们在读圣经的时候，我们看到有些人真的是为了神而丧失了生命。And
many of us think that this only happened a long time ago when the Bible was written.
我们常常想到这是过去发生的事情，因为这是在圣经里头的记载。But
many of us know that this is not true.
可是我们也知道，其实这不是。
We have to remember that more Christians have suffered and have been killed in this generation than any other generation in history.
我们要认识到，在这个世代，耶基督徒殉道的比在过去的那些世代远远超过。More
Christians are dying today than ever before.
有更多的基督徒在今天为主丧失生命。
Our Christian brothers and sisters around the world are receiving a tremendous amount of persecution today.
我们的在主里的弟兄姐妹在世界各地真的是为了主来付上了他们极其的代价。Going
back to David Platt's book, Follow Me.
我们回到大卫普拉特的书《追随我》。As
you are imagining this girl named Ayan.
你可以想象到这个女孩子阿燕。
Ayan is a real person.
阿燕是一个真实的人。
And she had to make a real decision to become a disciple of Jesus Christ.
她要做一个决定，要如何要成为一个耶稣的追随者。
And in making this decision, she had to die to herself and to her past life.
她做了这个决定以后，她要对自己死，要对自己过去的一切死。
Ion would make the decision to become a Christian.
她要做了决定，要成为一个基督徒。
She had to run away from her family.
她需要离家出走。
She would never see them again.
她不会再见到他们。
She would never see her friends again.
她永远也不会再见到她的朋友。
She had to say goodbye to her entire life.
她要把她过去的生活要完完全全的隔绝。
But now she has a call upon her life to share the gospel to her own people.
可是她现在她回应主的呼召，她在她的百姓中，她宣传神的话。
She now has a family of true believers in Jesus Christ.
在主里头的弟兄姐妹是她的家人。
Ion understood the great cost of discipleship in her life.
艾燕明白成为主门徒真正的意义。
She had to leave everyone and everything behind to become a Christian.
她要舍弃一切的人事来成为一个基督徒。
Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he understood this too.
潘霍华也同样的明白这个代价。
In one of his books, he writes this.
在他的一本书中，他是这么写的。
When Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die.
当主呼召一个人的时候，他要他来，而且他要他死。
When Jesus Christ calls a person, he invites that person to come and die.
当主耶稣邀请一个人到他面前来的时候，他要他来，他也要他死。
The early disciples, they understood this too.
早期的门徒们明白。
They had to leave behind their families.
他们要离开他们的家人。
They left their friends.
离开他们的朋友。
They left their careers.
离开他们的事业。
They left their homes.
离开他们的家庭。
And they left their life for the sake of Jesus Christ.
他们离开了一切，舍弃了一切，是为了耶稣基督。
Jesus in the Bible approached four men.
当耶稣在圣经中说到他呼召这四个人的时候，
they were fishermen.
他们是渔夫。
And he told them to follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
他告诉他们跟随我，我要让你们得人如得鱼。
And we think it's cute because Jesus made a little pun on words there.
我们觉得好像这个蛮好的，主耶稣还把那两句话好像押了韵。
But we forget that these four men, they gave up everything to follow Jesus and to be fishers of men.
可是我们不要忘记这四个人，他们放弃了所有来跟随耶稣。
Those four fishermen, they were John, James, Andrew, and Peter.
他们是约翰、雅各、彼得、安德烈。
To be fishers of men, John would be exiled.
约翰他被放逐。
James was beheaded and killed.
雅各他被斩头。
Andrew was crucified in Greece.
安德烈在希腊被钉十字架。
Peter was crucified upside down and killed.
彼得被倒钉十字架而死。
In our passage today, we see the Apostle Paul.
我们今天在《使徒行传》二十一章，我们也看到了使徒保罗。
And he was willing to be persecuted, beaten, arrested, and threatened with death for the great cost of discipleship.
为了成为门徒的这个代价，他也付上了。他被鞭打，被坐监，极到了被极大的迫害，而且以至于死。
Paul would pay the great cost of discipleship ultimately, as he would be executed and killed by the Roman Emperor Nero.
保罗就是因为付了这极大的代价，在罗马皇尼洛的这个在那段时间，他被斩首。
This is the example for us of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ.
这些都是对我们来说是一个见证，如何成为耶稣基督的跟随者的一个见证。
The challenge and the problem for many of us is that we don't have a proper understanding of what it means to be a disciple.
很多时候我们不明白到底成为做一个耶稣基督的门徒的真正意义是什么。
For many of us, we think that being a Christian disciple means believing in God.
很多时候我们以为成为一个耶稣的跟随者就是要相信神。
Going to church.
我们到教会来。
Trying to be a good person.
我们要试着做一个好的人。
getting a good education,
有一个好的教育,
getting a good job,
好的工作,
marrying a good person,
跟一个好的人结婚,
and having a good family,
有一个好的家庭。
This is what we think it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ.
这是很大部分人这么想，是成为一个基督徒的一个标准。
This is what most people in the United States think of what it means to be a disciple.
这也是在美国大部分的人讲成为一个主耶稣的追随者的一个标准。
But this is where we have to be very, very careful.
可是我们要非常小心。
Because we have to ask the question, is this what the Bible teaches?
我们来问，这是圣经里所教导我们的吗？
Is this what the Bible teaches about what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ?
这是圣经里头教导我们那个成为主耶稣基督的门徒的意义吗？
Just being a good person and having a good job and doing well in school and having a good family and going to church on Sunday.
就是一切在生活上朋友教育工作都是完美的，而且然后到星期天到教会来。
Is this what the Bible teaches what it means to be a Christian?
这是圣经里教导我们一个基督徒该有的吗？
And the answer to this is no.
答案是不是。
This is not Christian discipleship.
这不是基督徒的做门徒的一个标准。
This is actually what is called the American dream.
这只是我们所谓的美国的梦想，美国梦。
Many of us here, we are minorities.
我们在这里，我们属于少数民族。
And because of this, we have to be very careful.
因为如此，所以我们也要非常小心。
Many of us are, or we have family members who have sacrificed a lot to come to the United States.
在我们当中，或者是我们，或者是我们的家人，我们舍弃了许多，是为了要到美国来。
People who had to sacrifice things in the careers or status or dealing with challenges in terms of language and culture.
许多人为了牺牲了许多他们的事业，他们的家庭，而且要胜过了语言上的障碍来到美国。
And oftentimes we or these people, they come to this country with the hope that through hard work, other family members will have doors and opportunities open to them.
因为大家的盼望是我们来到这个国家，我们工作努力，所以我们能够把这个好的机会能够给我们的家人。
Through their sacrifices,They will have opportunities that they never received.
因为我们的牺牲，我们的家人能够得到有更好的机会，他们可能从来就没有想象到的。
This is the American dream.
这是一个美国梦。
And this is actually what makes our nation one of the greatest in the world.
这就是美国它为什么成为一个在世界上能够一个非常强大的一个国家的原因之一。
This is why most of us are here today in the United States.
这也是为什么今天我们会在这里。
I want to be very clear on this.
我要跟大家讲得非常明白。
There is nothing wrong with the American dream.
美国梦没有错。
There's only a problem when we start thinking that being a disciple of Jesus Christ is the same thing as the American dream.
只是问题是，当我们把美国梦和成为主耶稣基督门徒放在等号的时候，就成为了一个问题。
This is not who Jesus is.
这个不是耶稣要我们所要做的。
But for many of us, we have mixed discipleship in Jesus with the American dream.
我们常常会把美国梦和作为耶稣基督的门徒混淆不清。
And this is a huge problem for the church today.
这就是今天在教会里很大的一个问题。
Do you know how we can tell if we're making the mistake of believing that Christianity is the same thing as the American dream?
你知道我们如何能够知道这是一个问题呢？
There are essentially two tests.
大概有我们可以有两方面来看。
Time and prayer.
时间和祷告。
What do you spend most of your time doing and thinking about?
你的时间大部分用来是做什么？
What do you spend most of your time encouraging and working towards?
你的时间用来在鼓励还是在追求是什么？
On this other side too, when it comes to prayer, what do you pray for the most?
在祷告的时候，你祷告的内容大部分是什么？
For those of us who are married or maybe have children, what do you pray for your children for the most?
对有家庭有孩子的人来说，在你的祷告里头，往往的重点在哪里？
If everything that you think about in terms of your time,
如果 在你的时间上你所强调的所注重的
If the majority of what you pray for yourself and for your family
如果在你的祷告中大部分的是关于你的家庭你家人
are just about success, achievement, and material possessions
是要如何的成功要如何的能够有得到更多
essentially life improvement
是关于你生活上品质的改进
Then there is a very good chance that you are following the American dream and not the Jesus in the Bible.
那很可能你就是比较偏向你在追求的是美国梦，而不是要成为主耶稣真正的门徒。
What does Jesus say? What it means to follow him?
主耶稣是怎么说要对他要跟随他是怎么说的？
Let's read this together in Luke chapter 9, verses 23 and 24.
在路加福音第九章二十三节跟二十四节，我们一起念。
Let's read it in English together.
让我们一起用英文先念。
This is Jesus. He says, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it."
路加福音第九章二十三节到二十四节，主耶稣对众人说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为要救自己生命，就必丧掉生命；凡要为我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。”
Jesus continues in Luke chapter 14.
在路加福音第十四章。主耶稣继续地说
In verses 26 and 27, let's read this together.
26节到27节
If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple.
路加福音十四章二十六节二十七节人到我这里来若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母妻子儿女弟兄姐妹和自己的性命就不能做我的门徒凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的也不能做我的门徒
These are very strong words from Jesus
在主耶稣来对我们来说这是很严厉的话
What Jesus is saying here is that our love and commitment and devotion to Him must be so strong.
我们主耶稣告诉我们，我们爱他，我们恋慕他，一定要非常的强烈。
Our desire to follow Jesus as a disciple must be so great.
我们这个心里的意愿要来追随他，一定要非常的强烈。
And He's saying, because our love for Him is so strong.Everything else in life should look like hate.
因为我们对他的爱是那么强烈，那在生活上其他的看起来好像就是我们恨恶的了。
We should love Jesus so much that it looks like we hate our spouses.
就像我们要爱主这么的爱他，我们看我们的配偶好像就不是那么爱他了。
We love Jesus so much it should look like we hate our children.
我们爱主。太多，所以我们看我们的儿女，好像我们就不是那么爱他。
Because our love for Jesus is so great, it should look like we hate our lives.
因为我们爱主，完完全的爱他，对我们自己，我们就不那么在乎了。
And he says that if our love is not this strong, then we cannot be his disciple.
如果，所以主耶稣说，如果我们不是完全的、全心的来爱他，那我们就不能成为他的门徒。
Our love for Jesus must be so much higher than our love for our family, our possessions, our lives, and everything else in this world.
我们爱对主的爱要超乎我们周遭的所有，而且是在这世界上我们一切的。
Jesus needs to be number one.
主耶稣要在我们生活占首位。
Our first priority.
是我们的在我们生命的第一。
Ahead of being a parent.
他是我当我们。做人父母的时候，我们是家里的首位。
More than being a good worker，
要超乎我们成为一个好的。
More than being a good anything in life， Jesus needs to come first。
不论我们是做什么，是什么样的地位， 主耶稣是在应该要放在我们一切的之上。
This is what Jesus told the people what it meant to be a disciple.
这就是主耶稣告诉门徒什么做他的门徒的意义在哪里。
He didn't tell them just to come forward and to say a prayer.
他没有告诉他们就是来我们一起祷告。
He told them to leave everything in their lives.
他告诉他们要舍弃所有。
There was even a person who asked the question to Jesus, "Can I first go and bury my father who died?"
有一个人问耶稣，我能不能先去埋了我的父亲？
Another person asked, "Can I first go home and say goodbye to my family before I become a disciple?"
还有一个人问说，我能不能先去跟我的家人道别，我再来跟随你？
Seemed like very reasonable questions.
这是非常合理的一个问题。
Honestly, I would probably ask the same questions myself.
我可能我自己也会问相同的问题。
But Jesus tells both of them, "No, you follow me right now."
可是主耶稣告诉他们，不，你现在就要跟随我。
You leave your family behind.
你要舍弃你的家人。
You leave your education and work behind.
你要把你的教育、你的事业放下来。
And you follow me right now with all of your life.
你现在就要全心的来跟随我。
One of my professors in seminary, his name was Robert Coleman.
Robert Coleman 是我在神学院的一个教授。
He did a lot of ministry with Billy Graham. Many of us know Billy Graham.
他跟葛培里同工过。
And he wrote this about discipleship.
他说到跟随做耶稣基督的门徒。
He writes, "Jesus expected the men he was with to obey him. They were not required to be smart, but they had to be loyal."
他说到主耶稣，他要人跟随他是要遵从他，他不需要一个很聪明的人。可是他们需要一个很忠心，可是主耶稣要他们是一个很忠心的人。
With probably the exception of Luke among the first 12 disciples, none of them were very smart.
所以除了路加以外，大概主耶稣其他的门徒没有一个是有聪明智慧的。
The disciples, they didn't have to be smart.
耶稣的门徒不需要聪明。
But they had to be completely loyal to Jesus.
可是他们需要完完全全的忠心于耶稣。
This is what it meant to be a disciple.
这就是做耶稣基督门徒的真正的意义。
So what does this look like in our lives?
到底这对我们来说是怎么说呢？
I'll try to explain this in a way maybe that we can understand better.
让我来试着来解释，或许我们可能会明白。
I've used this example before in the English ministry.
我用这个例子在英文组我用过。
My wife Jin Young, her entire life, she was allergic to apples.
我的妻子金样，她一直对苹果敏感。
Her entire life, she never could eat an apple and many other fruit, actually, too.
她因为对苹果敏感，或还有其他几个水果，她一辈子都不能吃。
But when she became pregnant with our son Theo, this changed.
可是当她怀了我的孩子的时候，她这个改，她身体改变了。
And once our son was born, she was then able to eat apples for the first time in her life.
所以当我的孩子出生以后，她第一次，她可以开始，她可以吃苹果。
Her allergy went away.
她对苹果的敏感不再有了。
And there was a period of time where she would eat at least one apple every single day to make up for the time that she had lost.
所以在有一段时间，她每天要吃一个苹果，就为了要补足她过去不能吃苹果的日子。
Jesus, as we're talking about, wants us to offer him everything.
所以主耶稣也是要我们要把我们一切的都献给他。
He wants us to offer him our school, our job, our family, our friends, and our future.
他要我们把我们一切，我们的学校，我们的事业，我们的家庭，我们的一切都献于他。
It's like this apple right here, which I happen to have.
我刚好有一个苹果在这里。
He wants us to give him everything.
他要我们把整个苹果都献给他。
The problem for us, though, is that we don't give God everything. We don't give him the whole apple.
可是问题是我们往往不是把完全的一个完美的苹果献给他。
We say, "Jesus, I know you want everything, but I have to do well in school."
我们说知道，我们知道耶稣，你要我把全部都交给你，可是我在学校我要有好的工作功课。
My kids, they need to get good SAT scores and get into a good college first.
我的孩子要有好的成绩，他才能够进到好的大学。
Jesus, we know you're supposed to be first, but education is going to come first, then you.
主耶稣，我们知道你要在占首位，可是 对我们现在来说，教育很重要。
So we tell Jesus to wait.
所以我们告诉耶稣，等一等。
And then we go.
我们先就吃一口。
Okay, Jesus, you get this part.
好，主耶稣，那就你就拿这一段吧。
But wait.
等一等。
I have to get a job.
我还得找工作。
I have to make some money in my life.
我还得赚点钱。
I have to take care of my family and other people.
我要照顾我的家人。
I have to have some savings in my life.
虽然我有一点存款。
So Jesus, wait.
所以你，耶稣，再等一等。再等一等。
It's a very good apple.
苹果很好吃。
Jesus, I'll give you this.
那主耶稣，这个我给你吧。
But wait.
再等一等。
I have to get a girlfriend.
我得要有个女朋友。
I have to get married.
我需要结婚。
So you need to wait, Jesus.
还得再等一下。
And a lot of my attention needs to be on finding a spouse.
所以我现在我要注意在找到我的配偶。
So wait.
再等。
I should have gotten a smaller apple.
我应该拿小一点的苹果来。
You guys get the message.
你明白我的意思吗？
We're supposed to offer Jesus everything.
我们应该要把全部的来献给主。
So we just give him the leftover.
可是我们只是把剩余的给耶稣。
In many ways, we give Jesus the part that we don't want.
往往很多时候，我们是把我们不要的给耶稣。
We give him the part that is easy or convenient.
我们给耶稣的是对我们来说是容易的，是轻省的。
The Apostle Paul didn't give Jesus his leftovers.
使徒保罗他没有把他剩下的给耶稣。
He offered Jesus the whole apple, his whole life.
使徒保罗给耶稣的是他完全的生命。
And even though that it was prophesied and he knew it happened, Paul was willing to go to Jerusalem. And he was willing to suffer to be a disciple of Jesus Christ.
即使他事先已经知道在耶路撒冷会发生什么事，可是他愿意走入耶路撒冷为做门徒付上代价。
It's very interesting when we look at what happened to Paul in Acts 21.
我们在使徒行传的二十一章看到保罗的遭遇。
He gets arrested.
他被捕。
He gets beaten.
他被鞭打。
And then he stands bloody.
他血淋淋地站着。
Before a crowd that's shouting for his death.
站在众人面前，要那些人要置他于死地。
Does this sound like anybody else in the Bible?
在圣经里头，让你想起了还有谁？
And of course, the answer is Jesus Christ Himself.
我们的主耶稣。
Jesus experienced all the same things in His earthly life too.
主耶稣在地上的日子也经历了同样的事情。
Arrest and betrayal.
被捕，而且被卖。
Getting beaten and tortured.
被鞭打，被虐待。
A leader asking a crowd what he has done wrong.
有一个官长问大家他到底做错了什么。
People bringing lies and false accusations against him.
可是人就是说谎，而且这样子错误的指责他。
And standing before a crowd that is shouting to kill you.
在众人面前说钉他十字架。
The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15.
在希伯来书的第四章的十五节这么说。
For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet he did not sin.
第四章，希伯来书第四章的十五节，因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
Jesus is our perfect high priest.Who has experienced all the same temptations and trials that we have in our lives?
主耶稣是那个完美的大祭司，
He understands exactly what we are going through, and this is why he is able to help us in our times of need. Jesus understood exactly what the Apostle Paul went through that day in Jerusalem. But this brings up a very important question. It's a question that many people wrestle with in life. If God loves us so much, why does he allow for his disciples to suffer?
为什么他允许他的门徒要受苦难?
If God is love and is good,
如果神的爱是完美的,
then why would he allow for Paul to get arrested and beat up and eventually killed to be a disciple of Jesus Christ?
为什么要让使徒保罗因为成为他的门徒要遭受到这些苦难逼迫以至于死?
I think there's two answers to this. I mentioned before in this verse that Jesus is our perfect high priest who understands us completely. This is why Jesus is able to help us in our weaknesses. The thing is that Paul, because he went through these experiences himself now, in the same way, Paul now is able to understand what Jesus went through for him. He was able to identify himself with Jesus Christ even more. Paul's relationship with Jesus became even closer and deeper because of this suffering in his life. And this is why Paul says himself in Philippians 3:10-11 these words.
所以在腓立比书中第三章的十一节, 保罗这么说,
Let's read it together in English, please.
让我们一起来念.
1, 2, 3. I want to know Christ, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead.
腓立比书三章第三章十节到十一节，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
Paul says he wants to know Jesus.
保罗说他要认识基督。
He wants to know him in his resurrection.
他要晓得他复活的大能,
but he also wants to know him in his suffering and death.
他同样的他要认识他的受苦和死。
For most of us, we want Jesus' resurrection too.
大部分的我们只要复活的基督。
But we're not willing to experience the suffering and death as well.
可是我们不愿意来面对那些受苦难和死。
Suffering and death comes before resurrection.
苦难和死是在复活之前。
So if we want to grow close with Jesus Christ, we need to embrace all of his life.
如果我们要与主耶稣有更亲密的关系，受苦与死才能有复活的大能。
This involves suffering.
这是我们会有受苦的经历。
This includes death.
也包括了死的经历。
And in doing so, to be faithful to then receive the power of the resurrection.
因为我们的忠心, 我们才能够领受到大复活的大能。
Paul did not care if he went through suffering.
保罗不在乎他所要经历的一切苦难。
He didn't care if he was beat up or thrown into prison.
他不在乎他被鞭打或者是下监。
He did not care if he died.
他不在乎他要死。
All he cared about was knowing Jesus.
他在乎的是要认识基督,
following Jesus,
要追随基督,
growing closer and closer with Jesus until they were one.
要与基督亲密到一个地步, 能够跟基督能合而为一。
And this is why he declares in Philippians chapter 1, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain."
在腓立比书的第一章，他这么说。 因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
I have been able to go on missions and meet many missionaries in my life.
我也过去我也出去过宣教，我也在宣教的工厂上遇见过许多的宣教士。
And when you especially meet missionaries who have done ministry in heavily persecuted areas, that's a very interesting experience and conversation.
当你与这些宣教士，尤其是他们的宣教工厂是对基督徒极其迫害的地方的时候，你跟与他们的对话是非常的有意思。And
when they talk about their seasons of life or these times of suffering,
当他们提到他们在宣教的工作的时候所受到的苦难。
Usually, they have a smile on their face.
他们通常都是带着微笑。
And they talk about the suffering almost with a sense of fondness and a longing to go back.
他们所传述的，好像几乎看到他们是很想、很羡慕，他们需要想要说再回到那个工厂去。
Because when you talk to these missionaries who have gone through these horrible experiences in life,
因为当你与这些宣教士讲到他们在那个 宣教工厂里头所经历的一切的苦难的时候，
they talk about such a deep and sweet intimacy and closeness with Jesus Christ.
他们也说到他们与耶稣基督那个更近身、更甜蜜的关系，
a closeness that they have lost now that they're safe and comfortable back home.
那个关系、那个亲密、甜美的关系与他们现在生活在一个舒适、安全的地方是不能相比的。
Why does God allow for His faithful disciples to suffer and die?
为什么神允许他忠心的仆人为他受苦而死呢？
So that they will have a deeper and closer relationship with Him.
所以他们能够经历与他能够建立更亲密、更甜美的关系。
And that they will see that all they have is Him, and all they need is Him in their life.
当他们会能够体会到，在那个时候，他们只有耶稣，他们也只需要耶稣。That's
the first reason.
那是第一个原因。The
second reason why God allows His faithful disciples to suffer and to die is because of a certain principle.
第二个原因，为什么神允许他忠心的仆人受苦死，因为是他做事的一个原则。It
is the principle that God mysteriously provides life through death.
因为神的奥秘是从死里才会有生。
In John chapter 12, verse 24, Jesus says this.
在约翰福音12章，主耶稣这么说。
Let's read it together, please.
我们一起来念。
Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds.
在约翰福音十二章二十四节，主耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒种子若不落在地里死了，它仍旧是一粒；若是死了，它能够结出许多子粒来。”A
seed needs to fall and die in order for a plant to grow.
一个种子需要死才能够生出一个植物。
And the hope is that as that plant grows, it will bear fruit.
那个植物长成以后，它能够结果子。
And in producing that fruit, it will then produce even more seeds.
结了果子，才能够结出许多子粒来。
In the same way, the call and cost of discipleship is to die, but in doing so, to provide life for others.
所以相同的，要呼召门徒，门徒所付的代价也是要死。
Something needs to die in order for something else to live.
要有死，才会有生。We
see this to be true in the lives of the disciples who died for the gospel.
我们在福音书中看到许许多的门徒做了见证。We
see this in the life of the Apostle Paul.
我们看到保罗也做了这样的见证。
And of course, we know this to be true in Jesus' own life.
我们也看到耶稣基督自己也做了做好的榜样。
Jesus' death brought and made a way of salvation for the world.
因为耶稣基督的死, 所以今天福音在世界上传开来。
Life comes through death.
生命是从死而来的。
Death produces life.
从死才能够产出生命来。
I'll close with this today.
我要今天结束。
During the sermon series throughout the book of Acts, I've been giving a challenge every week to our English ministry.
在我们分享使徒行传的时候, 每个星期, 我对英文组有一个挑战。
These challenges have ranged from anything from looking to get baptized to looking for opportunities to be generous towards other people.
我的挑战有的时候是, 希望大家能够, 不幸的能够愿意相信, 能够受尽, 或者是, 找机会能够对需要的人有一些很慷慨的表示。
If it's okay, I would like to give all of us here a challenge for this week.
所以今天我也要给大家一个挑战。
What is this week's challenge?
这个星期的挑战是什么?
It sounds strange.
可能听起来蛮奇怪的。
Please die.
请大家死吧。
Not physically.
不是肉体的死。
Please eat right, take care of yourself, exercise, so we can live for a long time. I'm not talking about physically dying.
请你还是要好好的有生活，好的品质，吃得好， 要运动，要好好的照顾自己，因为还有好长的路要走。
But in this week's challenge, look for ways to die to yourself, to give life and blessing to others.
在这个星期，挑战的是对自己，把自己牺牲下来，是为了要
Look for ways to even experience hardship so that you can love others.
可能你会有经历，或者是有机会能够经历到，你会有难处、有挑战，可是你会结果是你能够祝福别的其他的人。
In this challenge, look for ways to sacrifice yourself so that you can bless other people.
在这个挑战中，可能你要牺牲自己，可是为了是要祝福其他的人。
And my hope and prayer is that as we learn to die to ourselves, that we will grow in terms of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ.
我的盼望是就在这样的经历中，我们如何的牺牲，我们舍去我们自己，我们能够明白做基督的门徒是到底的意义，真正的意义在哪里。
Earlier we sang, I surrender all.
在刚刚开始的时候，我们唱的那首诗歌，我愿意付出全部。
Quite frankly, none of us probably can sing that song as the truth.
我想不是我们每个人都能够诚心诚意的在唱那首诗歌。
Because there are still things that we have yet to surrender and don't want to surrender to God.
因为在我们的生命里头，我们还是 抓着一些事情，东西，我们不愿意完完全全的奉献出来。
When we continue to embrace opportunities to sacrifice and die, more and more, we can sing songs like that with honesty.
如果我们在我们的生命中，在我们的生活中，我们能够不断的一次又一次的舍弃我们的，我们自己的自我，或我们自己所想要抓的，那我们在唱这首诗歌的时候，我们就能够很忠，我们诚实的对我们说，这是我们的盼望。
My prayer is that we're willing to go through pain, persecution, and even death.
我的祷告，我的盼望是我们愿意。 也能够经历走过这些被迫害，被逼迫，甚至于到死。
So that we grow in our discipleship to Jesus Christ.
所以在，然后我们能够在做基督门徒的这个经历上，我们能够长进。
Because as we identify ourselves in His death and suffering,
当我们能够与在基督他的死、他的苦难中能够有认同的时候。
We also identify and experience his life and his resurrection.
我们同样的能够在他复活他的生命中，我们也能够认同。
Brothers and sisters, we need to learn what it means to be true disciples.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要知道，也认识到底做基督门徒的真正意义是什么。
Let us make this our true prayer.
让我们把这个当作我们真实的祷告。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Please take a few moments just to pray silently to yourself.
大家先花几分钟自己对自己心里在心里自己心里祷告
Ask yourself, are you following Jesus or are you following the American dream?
我们自己问自己，我们是在追随耶稣呢，还是我们在追逐那个美国梦？
What do you still need to surrender to God?
到底在你的生命中有什么你放不出来的？
Let's spend a few minutes in prayer.
让我们花几分钟时间祷告。
Heavenly Father, I pray that you would teach us what it means to follow you.
父神，我们向你祈求，你教导我们如何成为一个真正的门徒。
We don't want to do just what's easy or convenient.
我们不要就是轻省的、方便的。
We want to learn what it means to be a disciple as Jesus taught.
我们要学习到底主耶稣那个时候如何教导门徒做那个真正的方法跟意义。
To put you first.
我们要把你放在首位。
To love you the most.
我们要爱你。
To be willing to sacrifice and to even be go through suffering to follow you.
我们愿意牺牲，也愿意受苦，为了就是要跟随你。
Would you move in our hearts and our lives and grant us the faith that we need to be true disciples?
主耶稣，求你软化我们的心，教导我们，让我们能够愿意成为你的门徒。
We pray that you would make us faithful and true disciples of Jesus Christ.
求你让我们能够成为你真正的一个忠心的仆人。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. I just want to share with you two announcements that apply to our entire ministry.
我要与大家宣告两件。事工是关于整个教会的。
The first one is this coming Tuesday night, we have a joint prayer meeting on the third floor.
这个星期二有一个联合的